Hello and good morning. This is Vaibhav Viranjan and you are listening to Market Minutes. Today is Monday, December 8th, and here's what you need to know before the market opens. Domestic benchmarks, the Sensex and Nifty 50, are set for a muted start, with the GIFT Nifty showing a 54-point discount. Indian benchmark indices closed with minor losses in a choppy trade in the last session. By the end of the day, the Sensex slipped 0.07%, to settle at 81,709.12 points, while the Nifty declined 0.12% to finish at 24,677.80 points. This followed the Reserve Bank of India's decision to hold the benchmark repo rate steady at 6.5% for the 11th consecutive time. However, in a move to enhance liquidity in the banking system, the RBI governor announced a 50 basis point reduction in the cash reserve ratio to 4%, implemented in two tranches of 25 basis points each. Looking ahead, analysts believe the Nifty's ability to sustain above its breakout from an inverse head and shoulders pattern signals robust market strength. In this scenario, a buy on dips strategy appears prudent, with the potential for an upward move towards 25,500 in the near term. While analysts do see minor pullbacks that may follow the recent sharp rally, these could present opportunities for investors to capitalize on the prevailing bullish momentum. Coming to global markets, Wall Street indices ended on a mixed note last week. While the S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite rose to clench new record highs, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell prey to profit booking. Even though the latest US jobs data for November surpassed expectations, it remained moderate enough to keep the Federal Reserve on track for a potential rate cut later this month. Asia-Pacific markets also traded mixed in morning trade. South Korea's equity benchmark, KOSPI, fell sharply, dropping as much as 1.8% in early trading, while Australian shares also traded lower. Japanese stocks remained flat and futures signaled a subdued opening for Hong Kong markets. On the geopolitical front, political turmoil in France and South Korea was joined by the fall of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime, which complicated an already fraught situation in the Middle East. Coming to stocks in focus today, shares of Rites will hog the limelight after the company received a $9.7 million order from the Guyana government for the upgradation of the Palmyra to Molson Creek Highway. Looking ahead, investors will keep a close watch on Suven Pharma, as the company prepares to acquire a 56% stake in US-based NG Bio, a specialist in antibody drug conjugates, at a pre-money valuation of $100 million. Focus will also shift to NLC India after the company secured the new Patrapara South Coal Mine in Odisha, emerging as the successful bidder in the Ministry of Coal's auction. This acquisition marks NLC India's third commercial coal mine, highlighting its dedication to capacity expansion. And with that, let's move into our Voice of the Day segment. Today, we are joined by Raja Venkat Raman from NeoTrader, who'll share his thoughts on how major heavyweights are lifting the Bank Nifty Index higher.
Yeah, definitely. HDFC Bank has definitely turned around for the 1800 was a key level to watch out for. And now with that level being surpassed, it's definitely a very positive sign for HDFC Bank. And with HDFC Bank being the major contributor of Bank Nifty, that has helped the cause. Movement from SBI has helped the cause. So HDFC Bank, SBI and ICICI, they have helped Bank Nifty stage a strong recovery from the 52,000 levels. And that has really put the Bank Nifty in full throttle.
That wraps up today's Market Minute. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more updates and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow, same time.